This is WKAR Online. Today is the opening day of firearms deer hunting season in Michigan. Officials expect 600,000 hunters to head into the woods this year. WKAR's Scott Pohl talked with Brent Rudolph, the deer and elk program leader with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, about how the deer hunting season is shaping up.
Let's begin with some of the basics about this year's season. What are we talking about this year in terms of the size of the herd, the number of licenses issued in the state of Michigan? Let's start with the basics.
Sure. Well, what we find is we've had growing deer numbers in the northern two regions of the state over the last few years. We've had three very mild winters in a row, particularly low snowfall. And that's very important for deer in those areas because they can handle cold temperatures, they can handle snow in the heart of the season, but if it comes early and stays late, that's more difficult for deer to adjust to. So they've been prolific in the last few years and kind of been on the rise. In southern Michigan, we've worked pretty hard over the past couple decades to try and actually stabilize or reduce deer numbers. We had a booming deer population from about the mid-80s through 2000. And we've finally seen those numbers kind of curb and come to a halt on that upward growth. The big thing that's kind of the wild card in terms of hunters' perspectives this year is we've had an outbreak, a variety of outbreaks of epizootic hemorrhagic disease, or EHD, in the southern part of the state. So folks that are hunting right around any of those areas might see substantially fewer deer than they have in the past.
People who haven't heard about the disease may not be aware of how devastating it's been. Thousands of deer have died this year, isn't that right?
Yeah, we've had over 13,000 that have been reported, and that's a minimum because that's just those deer that have been found and then reported to us. But we've been working very hard with a lot of volunteers on the ground to keep those figures updated on a weekly basis. Folks can go to www.michigan.gov/emerging diseases. And there's a whole section about EHD and information on it.
Is there a role for hunters in the hunting season in controlling disease in terms of culling the herd? Does a successful hunting season play a role in how much disease there might be next year?
With some of them, there are. We've been working very hard on trying to reduce bovine tuberculosis within deer in the northeast lower peninsula. We're one of the only places in the world that has that sustained in a wildlife population. But that's a disease that can stay within the deer, and they pass it back and forth to each other. So keeping reduced numbers, keeping deer spread out is an important part of managing diseases like that. EHD is a different thing. It's transmitted actually by a midge or a biting fly. It's present as a virus in that population, but then once it's transmitted to a deer by the bite of that insect, they can, if they succumb to it, die pretty quickly. So that's not something that's maintained within the deer herd itself. There's no benefit of us managing deer numbers to try and control a disease like that. It's more the other way around, that the numbers can drop pretty quickly, although they should rebuild again.
I noticed when I arrived at your office today, a poster alerting hunters to the dangers of possibly encountering people who are out in rural areas of Michigan cooking meth and how to handle that should they encounter someone like that. Is that a growing problem in Michigan?
It's a growing problem in a lot of places. I don't think Michigan has been as bad off as some areas have been. But, yeah, it's worth alerting folks to be attuned to what's around them. If you see something that's out of the ordinary, sometimes when economic times get tough, people look for all kinds of schemes for, you know, how to pursue those illegal activities like that. And public land, you know, we've got a lot of very positive things in Michigan about all the public land we have, but that can be one downside to it, and folks see that as an opportunity to engage in illegal activities like that.
What's your advice to hunters who run into something like that?
Well, it's important to steer clear. You know, don't try and resolve any conflicts or anything yourself. Take note of what you're seeing around you and make sure you report it to the authorities and not intervene on your own.
What are you hearing about the weather for the deer hunting season and the role it might play in the success hunters might find this year?
Yeah, weather can be key. I mean, what conditions are like on a few key days of the year, like the big opening day of the deer season, can drive a lot in terms of what hunters see and how successful they are. Forecasts for generally are pretty good. We had a very hot, very dry summer, and it took a long time even into the fall before that began to curb off. So cooler temperatures will tend to promote deer staying still at nighttime, so they'll actually get up and get around and move when hunters are out and able to be after them. And yeah, a light layer of snow, either to be able to see, you know, deer tracks before you're successful, or to track them afterwards if you take a shot and need the assistance in being able to track them down is favorable. So there's some scattered call for snow, and we'll see what that brings for our faithful deer hunters this year.
What have you been hearing about the bow season and how that has gone for hunters?
Really, the last couple of weeks, you know, the very tail end of October and early November, deer activity picked up quite a bit. You know, heading into mid to late October, some of the early portions of that season weren't ideal. We're still fairly warm. We had some high winds at different times, which is, of course, not a lot of fun if you're sitting in a tree stand, especially trying to wait for a deer to come by. But the activity's really picked up here recently, so we've heard a lot more happy bow hunters here within the last few weeks.
So this is shaping up to be, in your view, a pretty positive hunting season. Would that be correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we try and remind folks that, you know, your experience as a deer hunter and how you judge your season is very personal. You know, what happens on your hunting spot and your lands, there's a lot of things that can affect that. We try and provide some forecasts and ideas about what things are doing in a region. But, you know, look for what's happening in your hunting area. Adjust your strategy if deer seem to be moving at different, you know, locations in different areas that year. And stay focused on, you know, being safe and enjoying yourself. You can always get some enjoyment out of time in the woods. Whether you see a deer or a bag of deer, there's some luck that factors into that as well.
One final question. How do you evaluate efforts to attract youth hunters in Michigan and license them and get them into the habit of joining the next generation of hunters?
Yeah, that's definitely been a big focus of the department and of the state in recent years. What we can do a couple of different things. We certainly track sales of licenses to kids in those younger age brackets, and we also try and look especially at the proportion of Michigan's population in different age brackets that hunt. What we've seen with some of those younger categories of youth is we've done a pretty good job at keeping or building the proportion of Michigan youth that are hunting. The success will really come if we see that continued. So will 20 and young 30-year-old segments of the population here 10 and 20 years down the road be participating at a higher rate or not? Because getting them out there, you know, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa can in a certain level make them go with them and hopefully they enjoy their time. But if it sticks with them, then they'll stay into those activities as they become a young adult of their own.